Last year, before the election, Lake Effect explored the impact of immigration here in Milwaukee. The special was called Fear is the Point. Today, as the Trump administration continues its campaign aimed at mass deportation, we're checking in with one of the guests who we talked to last year. Davorin Odercheck is an immigration lawyer in Milwaukee. He joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about what's changed since they last spoke.
So when last we spoke, you were questioning how much was going to change with the new Trump administration. Of course, you were a lawyer during the last Trump administration. We're about 6 months into the new administration. How have you seen things change?
I'm going to go on the record and say that when I last spoke to you, I think I was quite naive. And let me just tell you that I'm not surprised by the significant changes that have happened during the past 6 months, but I will admit that I've been caught flat-footed. And part of that was that my only frame of reference was Trump 1.0. And Trump 2.0 is completely different from Trump 1.0. Trump 1.0 was much closer to the Biden and Obama years. This is something completely different.
When you say completely different, what does that look like on the ground?
Let me just backpedal and just tell you that the Immigration and Nationality Act is, I wouldn't call it a pro-immigrant friendly body of law. The Immigration and Nationality Act is designed to really keep out more people than to allow people in. And sometimes it can be just a stacked deck against the immigrant. So that's always been around. What has happened is that this administration has taken some tools, so to speak, within the Immigration and Nationality Act, and they've ran with it in ways that I just haven't seen. And I could give you some very concrete examples. So there's a provision in, I'm going to say INA for purposes of brevity. There's a section within the INA that allows Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE officers, to issue their own expedited removal orders if this individual has been essentially found inadmissible and they haven't been here for more than 2 years. And this part of the law has been around since 1997. It just hasn't ever really been utilized for almost 30 years now. And so the Trump administration is taking this, and this is what they're doing. There are individuals that are in immigration court who have filed for asylum. They haven't been here for very long. They've been going to immigration court. They go to their hearing. The government lawyer for the Department of Homeland Security files a motion to dismiss, and the immigration judge grants it. Immigrants, a little bit confused. I was in immigration court. I was in deportation proceedings, and now it's dismissed. I don't know. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's very confusing. They walk out of the courthouse or the courtroom, and then right there in the hallway is an ICE officer that's like, oh, time to take you. I'm going to detain you, and I'm going to put you into expedited removal. And so this is a mechanism to essentially try to remove as many people as possible without having that person's case be adjudicated fully by an immigration judge. And that's something that is new in my 18 years.
So these are people who are going to their appointments, essentially going to their court dates, following the procedure, who are then being deported or detained at least as a result of following the rules.
Well, going to their immigration court hearing, exactly. They have certain tools, like I said, within the INA, and they're just taking it to a level that I've not seen. And that goes also with arrests and detentions. And I think that's something that might be surprising for a lot of people about how quite easy it is for ICE to arrest pretty much anyone who they believe is here in violation of immigration law.
Now, it should be noted that people facing deportation are not guaranteed representation. Who are your clients generally?
Well, I have a mishmash, I should say, of clients. Most of my clients in immigration court have been here for a significantly longer time. To be upfront, a lot of them do have some sort of arrest or conviction record, but they're eligible for some kind of application to be able to remain here.
Have you noticed the administration more aggressively pursuing deportation specifically for the people you're representing?
Yes and no. And that's sort of a – I sometimes kind of joke about this. Since many of my clients do have some sort of conviction record, they always have a target on their back. It doesn't matter whether it's under the Obama or Biden administration. So in some ways, I always have clients that are just sort of seen as a priority. I have had, though, recently a client who was – still in immigration court proceedings, has been in immigration court proceedings for a while, is married to a U.S. citizen, he's got two U.S. citizen kids. He was bonded out from custody, I think, about 8 years ago. And he was detained again because he had last year like a theft citation. Like, so not a criminal conviction, but like a retail theft citation. Not the best thing to have at this point. But also the grand scheme of things, not the most serious of offenses, especially since it was never treated criminally. It was just treated like a civil ordinance violation. So at any rate, in January, the Lake and Riley Act passed. And the Lake and Riley Act expanded the scope of mandatory detention, where anyone who has just simply been arrested, for example, for retail theft, not convicted, they could be subject to mandatory immigration detention. And that was sort of the basis for ICE to basically take him in. I successfully argued that the Lake and Riley Act doesn't retroactively apply to anything prior to its enactment in January. And so he was given a $6,000 bond and released. But that's sort of kind of an example of kind of the new thing. Regarding detention, I think the bigger concern is how they're really appearing to detain people that have like no record whatsoever. And one of the things that has surprised me, and there's been several documented reports in the media about this, someone is like a visa overstay. So they came in on a business visa, they overstayed. So yeah, technically they're deportable in the sense that they violated immigration law. But they also filed for adjustment of status. They're married to a U.S. citizen. They've come forward by filing an application, which essentially acknowledges, yes, I am here, and yes, I am here in violation of the law, but I have a basis to be here now through this permanent resident application. And prior to this administration, there was essentially like an unwritten rule that ICE would just leave these folks alone because they have come forward. They're in the process of applying for adjustment status affirmatively, so they're going through the process. USCIS will ultimately make a decision on it. And so they just weren't touched. And so that does not appear to be the case. If ICE becomes aware of someone that's a visa overstay, like for instance at the airport in Puerto Rico or Hawaii or wherever, they are now detaining folks like that who would otherwise just be left alone because they're in the process of pursuing permanent residence. And that's a significant change. That's not something I anticipated.
Yeah. Well, it seems, at least from the outside of this system, that it would encourage people to break the law more because they're not going to necessarily go through these proceedings if they know that by trying to follow the laws, they will be detained and deported. It seems like that would be a rational response.
That is definitely a concern of mine when it comes to people that have immigration court hearings or even hearings in state court.
When you hear the administration talking about focusing on denaturalization now, that is the process of removing legal status, a naturalized citizen's status, in order to deport them. When you hear the administration talking about that, what does that say to you as someone who works in immigration law?
Well, I think that they're essentially trying to make it so that no one really is safe. So, you know, usually when someone naturalizes, that's the final chapter, right? And now they are of equal standing. And I've had the pleasure of attending multiple ceremonies when clients have invited me. Some of these ceremonies are quite moving. There's something just makes you feel good inside. Obviously, this is something that hasn't yet materialized, but we're obviously kind of concerned about what they have in store. What I've noticed is that I guess how I'd kind of summarize what I'm seeing is that really the off-the-charts hateful rhetoric towards immigrants, the policies and actions have finally matched that.
Well, Dov, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Davrin Odercheck is an immigration lawyer in Milwaukee, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can find more interviews with immigration lawyers about changes they are seeing in immigration enforcement in our series, The Check-In, at wuwm.com.